Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN local news. A girl was transported to UNC Hospital on Saturday after a four-wheeler crash on Elbow Road in Hallsboro. Officials said three teens were thrown from the vehicle when it crashed on Saturday morning. Two were released from Columbus Regional Healthcare. Look for more on the story later today at ColumbusCountyNews.com. An Oak Island man is charged with three counts of first-degree murder and eight counts of attempted murder after a shooting spree in Southport on Saturday. Nigel Edge, age 40, allegedly opened fire on patrons at the American Fish Company restaurant from a boat in the Cape Fear River. He was arrested later by the U.S. Coast Guard at an Oak Island boat launch. Tropical storm Imelda is apparently heading out to sea. That's according to the National Weather Service. Columbus County officials moved off an emergency footing Sunday, and no shelters will be open, and schools and government offices will be on their normal schedules. Vice narcotics detectives arrested an Evergreen drug suspect on Thursday who allegedly starved a dog to death. Antonio Ward, age 39, was jailed for trafficking in cocaine, MDMA, known as Molly or the date rape drug, along with other drug charges. He allegedly starved a dog to death at his Ward Village Drive home. Anthony Ward and Anthony Floyd will both face narcotics and firearms charges as a result of the case. In local high school football action, Whiteville, South Columbus, and West Bladen all had the week off. Due to weather, two games were moved up to Thursday night, with East Columbus defeating Union 24-12 and Lakewood topping West Columbus 35-20. On Friday, East Bladen played Hobton with the game being suspended due to weather with a score of 14-12. That game will be finished on October 7th. Next week, Whiteville welcomes West Bladen at Legion Field. East Columbus travels to West Columbus for an in-county conference game. South Columbus gets back in action at Fairmont, and East Bladen makes the trip to North Duplin. On Thursday, a Union High School football player was airlifted from East Columbus after being injured during the game. Sampson County School officials said the player was not seriously injured and was back in class on Friday. Teams at both East and West Columbus circled up to pray for the players after the games. Southeastern Community College has appointed three new members to the Board of Trustees. Retired educator and financial planner Brett Burrows, retired educator and coach Michael Powell, and attorney Chris Russell were all sworn into the board this past week. Voters wishing to cast a ballot in the November municipal elections must register by October 10th. Most towns in the county will have races this year. Municipal elections are November 4th, and only residents of towns and cities may vote in this election. The city of Whiteville is asking residents to vote on a potential new name for the park that's being built on the former Lewis Smith Shopping Center property downtown. You can go to the city's website and click on the banner to vote. But you better hurry, though. The deadline to vote is today. Due to weather, today's groundbreaking for the new Columbus County Sheriff's Office building is going to be rescheduled for a future date. There'll be a chicken bog fundraiser on Friday at the Veterans Building in downtown Whiteville. Proceeds benefit Alana Adams, a 15-month-old being treated for brain cancer. Plates are just $8. Call 910-641-1385 for more information. Fair Bluff will be having a Fall First Saturday Market on Saturday, starting at 8 a.m. until. There'll be live music, a kids' pumpkin carving contest, a fishing contest, vendors, and a livestock swap. New Life Community Church of Whiteville will hold a pork chop plate sale October 7th. Plates are just $12, and you can see any member of the church to get your ticket. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Hey, Tony, where do you want to go for lunch today?
I don't know. I'm tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs. We need to have something different.
I know. Let's go to Zico's Italian Restaurant.
Hungry? Don't want to cook, but you want some great food? Call Zico's Italian Restaurant in Whiteville. Lunch or dinner. Dine-in, delivery, or takeout. For delivery, call 640-3222. Zico's Italian Restaurant, 1306 South Massa Street, Whiteville. Call ahead to order, 640-3222.
It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. There'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it!